Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Man's Search for Meaning is a book written by Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist. The book is a memoir of his experiences in the concentration camps during World War II and his reflections on the meaning of life. Frankl argues that the primary purpose of life is to find meaning and purpose in it. He believes that even in the most difficult of circumstances, humans can still find meaning and purpose in life. He also argues that suffering can be a source of meaning and that it can be used to help others. The book begins with an introduction to Frankl's life before the war. He was a successful psychiatrist and professor in Vienna, Austria. He was married and had a daughter. He was also a practicing Jew. In 1942, Frankl and his family were sent to the concentration camps. He was separated from his wife and daughter and sent to Auschwitz. Frankl recounts his experiences in the concentration camps. He describes the physical and psychological suffering he endured. He also describes how he was able to find meaning in his suffering. He found that by helping others, he was able to find meaning in his suffering. He also found that by focusing on the future, he was able to find hope and strength to continue. The second part of the book is devoted to Frankl's reflections on the meaning of life. He argues that the primary purpose of life is to find meaning and purpose in it. He believes that even in the most difficult of circumstances, humans can still find meaning and purpose in life. He also argues that suffering can be a source of meaning and that it can be used to help others. He believes that by finding meaning in life, humans can transcend their suffering and find peace and joy. Man's Search for Meaning is an inspiring and thought-provoking book. It is a testament to the power of the human spirit and the ability to find meaning and purpose in life, even in the most difficult of circumstances. It is a must-read for anyone looking for guidance and inspiration in their own life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Meaning in life is found through suffering. Suffering can be seen as an opportunity to find meaning in life, as it can lead to a greater understanding of the human condition and a deeper appreciation of life. Main idea number 2. Life has purpose. Life has a purpose, even in the midst of suffering, and it is up to the individual to find that purpose and use it to create meaning in their life. Main idea number 3. The will to meaning is the ability to find meaning in life, even in the midst of suffering. It is the ability to find purpose and meaning in life, even when it seems impossible. Main idea number 4. Logotherapy is a form of psychotherapy developed by Viktor Frankl that focuses on finding meaning in life. It is based on the idea that the primary motivation in life is the search for meaning. Main idea number 5. The importance of attitude. Attitude is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to maintain a positive attitude, even in the midst of suffering, in order to find meaning. Main idea number 6. The importance of love. Love is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to love and be loved in order to find meaning in life. Main idea number 7. The importance of faith. Faith is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have faith in something greater than oneself in order to find meaning in life. Main idea number 8. The importance of courage. Courage is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have the courage to face suffering and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 9. The importance of responsibility. Responsibility is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to take responsibility for one's actions and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 10. The importance of creativity. Creativity is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to be creative and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 11. The importance of hope. Hope is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have hope and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 12. The importance of values. Values are an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have values and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 13. The importance of work. Work is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have meaningful work and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 14. The importance of relationships. Relationships are an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have meaningful relationships and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 15. The importance of self-transcendence. Self-transcendence is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to transcend the self and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 16. The importance of acceptance. Acceptance is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to accept life as it is and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 17. The importance of gratitude. Gratitude is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to be grateful and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 18. The importance of service. Service is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to serve others and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 19. The importance of spirituality. Spirituality is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have a spiritual practice and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 20. The importance of resilience. Resilience is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to be resilient and to find meaning in life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, suggests that meaning in life is found through suffering. He argues that suffering can be seen as an opportunity to find meaning in life, as it can lead to a greater understanding of the human condition and a deeper appreciation of life. Frankl believes that when we suffer, we can use it as an opportunity to learn and grow, and to find a deeper sense of purpose and meaning in life. He suggests that by embracing suffering, we can gain insight into our own lives and the lives of others, and that this can lead to a greater understanding of the world around us. Frankl also argues that suffering can be a source of strength and resilience. He suggests that by facing our suffering and learning from it, we can become more resilient and better able to cope with life's challenges. He believes that by accepting our suffering, we can gain a greater appreciation for life and a deeper understanding of our own humanity. He suggests that by embracing suffering, we can find a greater sense of purpose and meaning in life. Ultimately, Frankl's message is that suffering can be a source of strength and resilience, and that it can lead to a greater understanding of the human condition and a deeper appreciation of life. He suggests that by embracing suffering, we can find a greater sense of purpose and meaning in life, and that this can lead to a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. Main idea number 2. Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, is a powerful exploration of the idea that life has purpose. He argues that, even in the midst of suffering, life has a purpose and it is up to the individual to find that purpose and use it to create meaning in their life. Frankl believes that by finding and embracing this purpose, we can transcend our suffering and find a sense of peace and fulfillment. He argues that this purpose can be found in any situation, no matter how difficult, and that it is our responsibility to seek it out and use it to our advantage. Frankl's idea of life having purpose is a powerful one, and it can be applied to any situation. He believes that by finding and embracing our purpose, we can find a sense of peace and fulfillment, even in the midst of suffering. He argues that this purpose can be found in any situation, no matter how difficult, and that it is our responsibility to seek it out and use it to our advantage. By doing this, we can create meaning in our lives and find a sense of purpose and direction. Frankl's idea of life having purpose is a powerful one, and it can be applied to any situation. He believes that by finding and embracing our purpose, we can find a sense of peace and fulfillment, even in the midst of suffering. He argues that this purpose can be found in any situation, no matter how difficult, and that it is our responsibility to seek it out and use it to our advantage. By doing this, we can create meaning in our lives and find a sense of purpose and direction. Main idea number 3. The will to meaning is the ability to find meaning in life, even in the midst of suffering. It is the ability to find purpose and meaning in life, even when it seems impossible. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, explains that the will to meaning is a fundamental part of the human experience. He argues that it is the search for meaning that gives life its purpose and direction. He believes that it is this search for meaning that gives us the strength to endure suffering and to find joy in life. Frankl argues that the will to meaning is a fundamental part of the human experience. He believes that it is this search for meaning that gives us the strength to endure suffering and to find joy in life. He explains that the will to meaning is the ability to find meaning in life, even in the midst of suffering. It is the ability to find purpose and meaning in life, even when it seems impossible. He believes that it is this search for meaning that gives us the strength to endure suffering and to find joy in life. Frankl's idea of the will to meaning is an important concept in psychology. It is a reminder that even in the midst of suffering, we can still find meaning and purpose in life. It is a reminder that we can still find joy and hope, even in the darkest of times. It is a reminder that we can still find meaning and purpose in life, even when it seems impossible. Main idea number 4. Logotherapy is a form of psychotherapy developed by Viktor Frankl that focuses on finding meaning in life. It is based on the idea that the primary motivation in life is the search for meaning. According to Frankl, meaning can be found in 3 different ways: by creating a work or doing a deed, by experiencing something or encountering someone, and by the attitude we take toward unavoidable suffering. Logotherapy emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for our lives and making conscious choices, rather than simply reacting to external stimuli. It also encourages individuals to focus on the present moment and to find meaning in the everyday experiences of life. By doing so, individuals can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Logotherapy is based on the belief that humans have the capacity to find meaning in life, even in the midst of suffering. It encourages individuals to take responsibility for their lives and to make conscious choices, rather than simply reacting to external stimuli. It also emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and finding meaning in everyday experiences. Through this approach, individuals can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Logotherapy is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on finding meaning in life. It encourages individuals to take responsibility for their lives and to make conscious choices, rather than simply reacting to external stimuli. It also emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and finding meaning in everyday experiences. By doing so, individuals can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Ultimately, logotherapy is based on the belief that humans have the capacity to find meaning in life, even in the midst of suffering. Main idea number 5. Attitude is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is important to maintain a positive attitude, even in the midst of suffering, in order to find meaning. Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning, explains that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. This freedom to choose one's attitude is essential to finding meaning in life. Frankl explains that, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. This is the power of attitude. It is the ability to take a negative situation and find a positive attitude in it. This is not to say that one should ignore the suffering, but rather to find a way to make it meaningful. Frankl explains that suffering ceases to be suffering at the moment it finds a meaning. Attitude is a powerful tool in finding meaning in life. It is important to maintain a positive attitude, even in the midst of suffering, in order to find meaning. By choosing to focus on the positive, we can find meaning in any situation. This is the power of attitude, and it is essential to finding meaning in life. Main idea number 6. Love is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is a powerful emotion that can bring joy, comfort, and security to our lives. Without love, life can feel empty and meaningless. Love can provide us with a sense of purpose and belonging, and it can help us to feel connected to something greater than ourselves. It can also help us to cope with difficult times and to find strength in times of adversity. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, emphasizes the importance of love in finding meaning in life. He states that love is the ultimate and the highest goal to which man can aspire. He believes that love is the only way to truly find meaning in life, and that without it, life is empty and meaningless. He also believes that love is the only thing that can truly bring us happiness and fulfillment. Love is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to love and be loved in order to find meaning in life. Love can provide us with a sense of purpose and belonging, and it can help us to cope with difficult times. It is the only thing that can truly bring us happiness and fulfillment. Love is the ultimate and highest goal to which we can aspire, and it is essential for finding meaning in life. Main idea number 7. Faith is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is the belief in something greater than oneself that gives life purpose and direction. Without faith, life can seem meaningless and without purpose. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, explains that faith is the only way to find meaning in life. He states that faith is the only way to transcend the meaninglessness of life and to find a higher purpose. Faith can be found in many forms, such as religion, philosophy, or even in the belief in oneself. It is important to have faith in something that is greater than oneself in order to find meaning in life. Faith can provide a sense of comfort and security, as well as a sense of purpose and direction. It can also provide a sense of hope and optimism, even in the face of adversity. Having faith in something greater than oneself can be a powerful source of strength and resilience. It can help to provide a sense of peace and contentment, even in the midst of difficult times. Faith can also help to provide a sense of connection to something larger than oneself, which can be a source of comfort and solace. Ultimately, faith is an important factor in finding meaning in life. Main idea number 8. Courage is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It takes courage to face suffering and to find meaning in life. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, explains that courage is a key factor in finding meaning in life. He states that the way in which a man accepts his fate and all the suffering it entails, the way in which he takes up his cross, gives him ample opportunity, even under the most difficult circumstances, to add a deeper meaning to his life. Frankl goes on to explain that courage is not only necessary for finding meaning in life, but also for living a meaningful life. He states that it is not enough to have courage in the face of suffering, one must also have the courage to live a meaningful life. He explains that this courage is necessary for living a life of purpose and meaning, and that it is only through this courage that one can find true fulfillment in life. In conclusion, courage is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It takes courage to face suffering and to find meaning in life. It is also necessary for living a meaningful life, as it is only through courage that one can find true fulfillment in life. Therefore, courage is an essential part of finding and living a meaningful life. Main idea number 9. Responsibility is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is important to take responsibility for one's actions and to be accountable for the consequences of those actions. Taking responsibility for one's actions is a sign of maturity and self-awareness. It is a way of showing respect for oneself and for others. It is also a way of taking ownership of one's life and of making decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. When one takes responsibility for one's actions, it is easier to find meaning in life. Taking responsibility for one's actions means that one is taking ownership of one's life and of the decisions that one makes. It is a way of showing respect for oneself and for others. It is also a way of taking ownership of one's life and of making decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. Taking responsibility for one's actions is a sign of maturity and self-awareness. Taking responsibility for one's actions is also a way of finding meaning in life. It is a way of taking ownership of one's life and of making decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. It is a way of showing respect for oneself and for others. Taking responsibility for one's actions is a sign of maturity and self-awareness. It is also a way of taking ownership of one's life and of making decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. In conclusion, responsibility is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to take responsibility for one's actions and to be accountable for the consequences of those actions. Taking responsibility for one's actions is a sign of maturity and self-awareness. It is a way of showing respect for oneself and for others. It is also a way of taking ownership of one's life and of making decisions that are in line with one's values and beliefs. Taking responsibility for one's actions is a way of finding meaning in life. Main idea number 10. Creativity is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is the ability to think outside the box and to come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. It is the ability to take risks and to explore new possibilities. It is the ability to be creative and to find new ways of expressing oneself. It is the ability to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try something different. It is the ability to be creative and to find new ways of looking at the world. Creativity is important because it allows us to express ourselves in unique and meaningful ways. It allows us to explore our own potential and to discover new ways of looking at the world. It allows us to find new solutions to problems and to come up with innovative ideas. It allows us to be creative and to find new ways of expressing ourselves. It allows us to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try something different. Creativity is essential for finding meaning in life. It is the ability to think outside the box and to come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. It is the ability to take risks and to explore new possibilities. It is the ability to be creative and to find new ways of expressing oneself. It is the ability to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try something different. It is the ability to be creative and to find new ways of looking at the world. Creativity is important because it allows us to express ourselves in unique and meaningful ways. It allows us to explore our own potential and to discover new ways of looking at the world. It allows us to find new solutions to problems and to come up with innovative ideas. It allows us to be creative and to find new ways of expressing ourselves. It allows us to be open to new ideas and to be willing to try something different. Creativity is essential for finding meaning in life. It is the key to unlocking our potential and to discovering our true selves. It is the key to finding joy and fulfillment in life. It is the key to finding our purpose and to living a life of purpose and meaning. It is the key to finding our place in the world and to making a difference in the lives of others. Main idea number 11. Hope is an essential part of finding meaning in life. Without hope, it is difficult to find purpose and direction in life. Hope gives us the courage to face our fears and to take risks. It gives us the strength to keep going even when things seem impossible. Hope helps us to stay positive and to believe that things will get better. It gives us the motivation to keep striving for our goals and to never give up. Hope is also important for our mental and emotional well-being. It helps us to stay optimistic and to focus on the good things in life. It gives us the strength to keep going even when things seem bleak. Hope helps us to stay resilient and to keep pushing forward even when we feel like giving up. It helps us to stay focused on our goals and to keep striving for a better future. Hope is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It gives us the courage to face our fears and to take risks. It helps us to stay positive and to believe that things will get better. It gives us the motivation to keep striving for our goals and to never give up. Hope is an important factor in finding meaning in life, and it is essential for our mental and emotional well-being. Main idea number 12. Values are essential for finding meaning in life. According to Viktor Frankl, a renowned psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, values are the cornerstone of a meaningful life. He believed that values are the foundation of our existence and that they provide us with a sense of purpose and direction. Values give us a sense of identity and help us to make decisions and take action. They also provide us with a sense of security and stability, as well as a sense of belonging and connection to others. Values are also important for our mental and emotional well-being. They provide us with a sense of self-worth and help us to feel connected to something larger than ourselves. Values can also help us to cope with difficult situations and to make sense of our experiences. They can help us to make sense of our lives and to find meaning in our experiences. Values are essential for living a meaningful life. They provide us with a sense of purpose and direction, as well as a sense of identity and connection to others. They also help us to cope with difficult situations and to make sense of our experiences. Ultimately, values are essential for finding meaning in life. Main idea number 13. Work is an essential part of life. It provides us with a sense of purpose and direction, and it gives us a sense of accomplishment. It is through work that we can find meaning in life. As Viktor Frankl wrote in his book Man's Search for Meaning, work gives us meaning and purpose and allows us to find fulfillment in life. Work also helps us to develop our skills and abilities, and to grow as individuals. It gives us the opportunity to learn new things, to challenge ourselves, and to develop our talents. It can also provide us with a sense of community and belonging, as we work together with others to achieve a common goal. Work is also important for our mental and physical health. It can help us to stay active and engaged, and to reduce stress and anxiety. It can also provide us with a sense of financial security, which can help us to feel more secure and confident in our lives. In short, work is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to have meaningful work and to find meaning in life. It can provide us with a sense of purpose, direction, accomplishment, and community. It can also help us to develop our skills and abilities, and to stay physically and mentally healthy. Ultimately, work can help us to find fulfillment and joy in life. Main idea number 14. The importance of relationships in finding meaning in life cannot be overstated. Relationships provide us with a sense of connection and belonging, and can be a source of joy and comfort. They can also provide us with a sense of purpose and direction, as well as a sense of security and stability. Relationships can also help us to develop our sense of self-worth and self-esteem, and can help us to cope with difficult times. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, emphasizes the importance of relationships in finding meaning in life. He states that love is the ultimate and the highest goal to which man can aspire. He also states that the more one forgets himself, by giving himself to a cause to serve or another person to love, the more human he is and the more he actualizes himself. This emphasizes the importance of relationships in finding meaning in life, as it is through relationships that we can give of ourselves and find fulfillment. Relationships are essential for finding meaning in life, as they provide us with a sense of connection and belonging, and can be a source of joy and comfort. They can also provide us with a sense of purpose and direction, as well as a sense of security and stability. Relationships can also help us to develop our sense of self-worth and self-esteem, and can help us to cope with difficult times. Ultimately, relationships are essential for finding meaning in life, and should be nurtured and valued. Main idea number 15. Self-transcendence is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is the process of transcending one's own individual needs and desires in order to find a greater purpose in life. Self-transcendence is about looking beyond the self and connecting with something larger than oneself. It is about finding a sense of purpose and meaning in life that goes beyond the individual. It is about connecting with something greater than oneself, whether it be a higher power, a cause, or a community. Self-transcendence is a key component of Viktor Frankl's concept of logotherapy, which is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on finding meaning in life. According to Frankl, self-transcendence is essential for finding meaning in life. He believed that by transcending the self and connecting with something larger than oneself, one can find a sense of purpose and meaning in life. This can help to give life a sense of direction and purpose, and can help to provide a sense of hope and optimism. Self-transcendence is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is a process of looking beyond the self and connecting with something larger than oneself. It is about finding a sense of purpose and meaning in life that goes beyond the individual. By engaging in self-transcendence, one can find a sense of purpose and meaning in life, and can help to provide a sense of hope and optimism. Main idea number 16. Acceptance is an essential part of finding meaning in life. Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning, wrote that, the way in which a man accepts his fate and all the suffering it entails, the way in which he takes up his cross, gives him ample opportunity, even under the most difficult circumstances, to add a deeper meaning to his life. Acceptance is not about giving up or resigning oneself to a situation, but rather about recognizing the reality of the situation and finding a way to make the best of it. Acceptance is also about understanding that life is not always fair and that sometimes bad things happen to good people. It is about recognizing that life is full of both joy and sorrow, and that it is important to accept both the good and the bad. Acceptance is about understanding that life is full of uncertainty and that it is impossible to control everything. It is about learning to accept the things that are out of our control and finding ways to make the best of the situation. Acceptance is an important part of finding meaning in life. It is about recognizing the reality of life and finding ways to make the best of it. It is about understanding that life is full of both joy and sorrow, and that it is important to accept both. It is about learning to accept the things that are out of our control and finding ways to make the best of the situation. Acceptance is an essential part of finding meaning in life. Main idea number 17. Gratitude is an essential part of finding meaning in life. It is important to recognize and appreciate the good things that come our way, and to be thankful for them. Gratitude helps us to recognize the beauty and joy in our lives, and to be mindful of the blessings we have. It can also help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity, as it helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Gratitude can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, as it helps us to recognize the good in them as well. Finally, gratitude can help us to be more content with our lives, as it helps us to appreciate what we have and to be thankful for it. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl emphasizes the importance of gratitude in finding meaning in life. He states that, gratitude is the only response to the mystery of life, and that, gratitude is the most important attitude in life. He goes on to say that, gratitude is the only response to the mystery of life, and that, gratitude is the most important attitude in life. He believes that gratitude is essential for finding meaning in life, as it helps us to recognize the good in our lives and to be thankful for it. He also believes that gratitude can help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity, as it helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Gratitude is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to be grateful and to find meaning in life. Gratitude helps us to recognize the beauty and joy in our lives, and to be mindful of the blessings we have. It can also help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity, as it helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Gratitude can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, as it helps us to recognize the good in them as well. Finally, gratitude can help us to be more content with our lives, as it helps us to appreciate what we have and to be thankful for it. Main idea number 18. The importance of service is a central theme in Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. Frankl argues that service is an essential part of finding meaning in life. He states that the more one forgets himself, by giving himself to a cause to serve or another person to love, the more human he is and the more he actualizes himself. By serving others, we can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. Frankl also emphasizes the importance of service in terms of our relationships with others. He argues that service is a way of expressing our love and care for others. He states that love is the only way to grasp another human being in the innermost core of his personality. By serving others, we can show our love and appreciation for them. Finally, Frankl argues that service is a way of finding meaning in life. He states that the more one forgets himself, by giving himself to a cause to serve or another person to love, the more human he is and the more he actualizes himself. By serving others, we can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. In conclusion, service is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is important to serve others and to find meaning in life. By serving others, we can show our love and appreciation for them, and we can find a sense of purpose and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 19. Spirituality is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is a way of connecting to something greater than ourselves, and it can provide us with a sense of purpose and direction. Spirituality can help us to understand our place in the world and to make sense of our experiences. It can also help us to develop a sense of inner peace and contentment, and to find joy in life. Having a spiritual practice can be beneficial in many ways. It can help us to develop a sense of connection to something greater than ourselves, and to find a sense of purpose and direction. It can also help us to develop a sense of inner peace and contentment, and to find joy in life. Additionally, it can help us to develop a sense of compassion and understanding for others, and to develop a sense of gratitude for the blessings in our lives. Spirituality can also help us to cope with difficult times and to find meaning in life. It can provide us with a sense of hope and strength, and can help us to find a sense of peace and acceptance. Additionally, it can help us to develop a sense of connection to something greater than ourselves, and to find a sense of purpose and direction. In conclusion, spirituality is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It can help us to develop a sense of connection to something greater than ourselves, and to find a sense of purpose and direction. Additionally, it can help us to develop a sense of inner peace and contentment, and to find joy in life. Therefore, it is important to have a spiritual practice and to find meaning in life. Main idea number 20. Resilience is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is the ability to cope with adversity and to find strength in the face of difficulty. Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties and to be able to move forward in life despite setbacks. It is the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and to find new ways of dealing with challenges. Resilience is the capacity to find hope and meaning in life, even in the face of adversity. It is the ability to find joy and purpose in life, even when faced with difficult circumstances. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, emphasizes the importance of resilience in finding meaning in life. He argues that it is only through resilience that we can find meaning in life. He states that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. This is the essence of resilience, the ability to choose one's attitude and to find meaning in life, even in the face of adversity. Resilience is an important factor in finding meaning in life. It is the capacity to cope with adversity and to find strength in the face of difficulty. It is the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and to find new ways of dealing with challenges. It is the capacity to find hope and meaning in life, even in the face of adversity. It is the ability to find joy and purpose in life, even when faced with difficult circumstances. Resilience is the key to finding meaning in life, and it is an essential part of the human experience. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.